your quick fix of insight. In just a few minutes, you'll be ready. All right.
It's time for the Tommy Jr. and Leany Girl podcast. I'm Tommy Jr.
And I'm Leany Girl.
Ooh, you sound sexy today.
I was trying to. Especially when we talk about one of my favorite subjects, and you know what that is.
I don't know. You asked me this one time before. I know this one because we've been talking about it.
Okay.
Potato chips.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you know the origin of potato chips? There have been many stories told.
Well, the story that I hear is there was a cook up in Sarasota in the Adirondacks, and he sort of burnt the potatoes, and the people liked them.
Well, yeah, they were kind of invented by accident in 1853 by George Crumb, who worked at the Moon Lake Lodge in Sarasota, New York.
Saratoga or Sarasota?
Sarasota. Oh, I was saying Saratoga, but
well,
no,
I said Saratoga.
Well, it really is Sarasota. Okay, so we got it right. All right. Cornelius Vanderbilt was a customer at the restaurant, and George served him some French fries, and he didn't like them. He kept sending them back, and he was saying they were too thick, they were too soft, he didn't like them. And Mr. Crumb, who didn't take criticism very well, decided to play a joke on him. So he sliced the potatoes thin as he could, fried them in hot oil until they were crispy, and added extra salt. The customer loved them, and the Sarasota chip became a house order.
Yeah, well, that's similar, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a story. Well, you know, as a kid, I really love potato chips. I had several brands a lot I liked. Let's see if we liked the same brand. Which brand did you like?
Actually, I was in Chicago. I was born in Chicago. And they had a potato chip called Jay's, J-A-Y-S, potato chips. They were thinly sliced. They were very salty. And I loved them.
I bet they weren't as good as my favorite. It was Wise Owl.
Oh.
You ever hear of Wise Owl?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Wise Owl. The thing about Wise Owl is they were cooked almost to being burnt, and they were very good. But I hate to say this, but Wise Owl got beat out.
By whom?
You know the one had the commercial? I bet you can't eat just one.
Oh, that was Lay's.
You're right.
Okay, all right, all right.
They beat me out.
All right. Well, Lay's is a 4.27 billion-dollar business, and those were just for sales in 2024.
Is that just potato chips?
Just Lay's potato chips.
Wow.
Lay's are the largest snacks chips in the world.
Yeah, well.
But they're not the most expensive.
Well, I didn't think they were. Who's the most expensive?
All right. Potata. And they sell for $33 a can. And they come in a can that looks just like a paint can. And you can buy them right now on Amazon.
Wow.
And St. Eric's chips, they're in a beautiful box like you would get diamonds in. And they were $15 per chip. And they sold very well. And they're still a collector's item today.
I mean, are they still making them, or?
They're still for sale. Oh, now, I don't know if they're still making them.
But they may not be for eating.
Well, they're not. Who would eat them? Who would eat them? But three things I really love, and try to remember them, okay? You know, if you want to do something special for your wife. I love potato chips. I love bacon. And you know what else I love. No. Halloween candy. You know what it is.
No.
Candy corn.
Candy corn.
Yeah.
I missed that last time.
Yes, indeed. There was a brand called Mike Sellers, And it was founded in 1905, and it operated until 2007. That's a long time, huh?
What did they make? Some kind of special potato chips?
There was nothing special about them. They were just the first company to mass produce them in sales. Now, Mr. Crumb, he mostly sold them to businesses. Maxella's founded the company who made the most popular potato chips at that time, and it was in business longer than any other company.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know who made the best potato chips.
Who?
Was my auntie Alberta.
Really?
Yeah. What happened is we were at Woolworths, and you know how they display and sell these things. They were displaying selling one of those Whopper Chopper type things that cut up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did everything for you. You even watch your kids while you cooked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My grandmother had one.
One of those things. And this one had a slicer on it for slicing of potato chips. They made a real thin cuts of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And she would cut them and fry them and let them drain a little bit. And she'd get some of those little small bags, brown bags from the grocery store. And she'd put them in there with a little salt, and a special sauce that she made. And she had some big toothpicks. Oh, ho, ho. Now, those were potato chips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, those ones, when I think about potato chips, those are the best to me.
Oh, wow. Well, we used to make home fries, and we made them very, very, very thin.
You made potato chips.
We put them, well, we call them home fries in Chicago now. And we put them in the brown bag, put hot sauce on them. And then we would walk around the neighborhood eating our stuff, and everybody would want some, and we didn't give them any.
Yeah, I know. We should call them with a brand of potato chips. Call it brown bag chips.
Why don't we?
Yes, why don't we?
All right. I mean, $4.27 billion in sales in 2024?
Well, we could just get a small percentage of that, 0.1, we'd be doing good.
We would. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, this is very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. All about potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want some Alberta's potato chips now.
We just had some. You just had some with your sandwich.
But they weren't Alberta's potato chips.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
They were Lay's. And the Lay's, what I had today of Lay's, I could eat just one.
Me too! Me too.
Well, we've informed our listeners about potato chips. I guess, as I say, sometimes, not all the time. I guess we'll stop why. I think we're ahead.
Mm-hmm.
This is Tommy Jr. saying goodbye.
And Mimi Girl saying crunch, crunch, crunch.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Until next time.
Okay.
Something I hate to leave you, but I have to go. But you can come back next time, and we'll do it all over again.